I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Whether or not a song becomes a hit will soon depend on how you listen to it. Billboard, which controls the Hot 100 rankings, announced that plays on paid streaming platforms like Tidal and Apple Music will get more weight on their influential list than plays on free platforms like YouTube or SoundCloud. To figure out what all this means for the future of the music business, Marketplace's Peter Balanon-Rosen started by looking to the past.
Casa Amadeo in the Bronx is the oldest Latin music store in New York City. Since 1941, it's been a go-to for music. Today, guitar strings and bongos keep the place afloat.
Mi nombre Miguel Ángel Amadeo. Everybody knows me by the name of Mike. Mike Amadeo.
For the past 49 years, he's run this store. 6 days a week, 9 hours a day. Up until the mid-90s, he used to get an envelope in the mail every month from Billboard with a list of new music. He had to respond with what was selling.
Yeah, what's the hit? What's the record that's selling the most? And I used to write it, seal it, put a stamp on it, and send it to them.
Billboard would process info from across the country and put together their charts. But like any system, it could be gamed.
Like what happened with Selena, que Dios la tenga en la gloria.
That's Selena, one of the highest-selling Latin artists of all time. Amadeo points to a framed poster of her sent from her record company. It's signed. He says that was kind of a wink and a nudge.
If you read what he says there, it's ridiculous. You know, send me kisses, gracias por el apoyo, blessing me because I'm such a nice guy. I never did anything for her.
It was common. Company sends gift, clerk marks down an album as selling higher than it actually did, and boom, they've got a hit on their hands. Amadeo says he never caved. He's a composer and musician, and he puts on a song he wrote. Before long, while record store owners like Amadeo looked to the past, the music industry barreled towards its future. Technology changed how we listen to music, and that meant the charts changed too. By 2013, Billboard had a new formula to determine what's popular. It looked at sales, radio play, and streaming on places like Spotify, YouTube, Tidal, and SoundCloud.
It was a little crazy. I think for a lot of people, they were still dubious about what streaming was going to mean.
Gary Suarez is a music critic and journalist, but streaming was here to stay. And all of a sudden, a real-time reflection of people's tastes, especially youth. 85% of 13 to 15-year-olds stream music regularly.
Hip-hop is now the most consumed genre in the country, period. It is also the predominant genre grouping on streaming platforms.
Let's look at last year alone. These songs topped the Billboard Hot 100 in 2017.
Just went viral. Right stroke, put a little baby in the spiral. Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
That girl is a real crowd, please.
Those were number one hits by Migos, Kendrick Lamar, Luis Fonsi, and Ray Sremmurd. And it's with these songs that YouTube really comes into play. Almost half, about 46% of all time spent streaming music happens on YouTube. And record labels use this reality to their advantage.
One of the best examples, I would say, is Post Malone's Rockstar. What they did was they created a YouTube video. It was only the song's chorus, but the length of the video was precisely the length of the actual song.
That video, posted by Malone's record label, had a link to stream the full track. But since the chorus loop was close enough in likeness to the actual song, plays in both places counted. Basically, two streams for the price of one.
This is our way of fudging the numbers. It's become the new promotion strategy to instruct your fans where to listen to music.
Record labels and artists adapt. For instance, rapper Cardi B's fans urged people to stream her song Bodak Yellow on repeat to get her into Billboard's number one spot, and it worked. She took to Instagram to celebrate.
Bodak Yellow is the first solo female rap single to reach number one, the Hot 100.
But now, Billboard is changing its rules, and record labels are already adjusting. More on that part in a sec. Billboard wouldn't talk to us about the changes, but they sent a press release. It says paid platforms, so from Apple Music users or Spotify subscribers, will get more weight than plays from people using free services like YouTube. They say not all ways to consume music are created equal from a revenue perspective, and charts should reflect that.
If I'm not really paying anything for it, you know, am I listening to, you know, things that I really maybe don't care about as much or lower down in the value chain?
That's Jim Ledestri, CEO of Border City Media, which makes Buzz Angle Music, a different method to track music consumption. They, too, give more weight to streamers who pay. But here's the thing. Apple Music has 30 million paid users. Spotify has 70 million subscribers. But 1.3 billion users stream music on YouTube each month. Again, music critic Gary Suarez.
You may have had 2 to 3 million plays of your song, but now it counts less on the Hot 100. The whole point of the Hot charts was to reflect what people were listening to, not necessarily what was making the record labels money.
It's impossible to deny the cultural sway free streams have had. Streaming has boosted more Spanish language and rap songs onto the charts than ever. But now with Billboard's changes...
Whitewashing is a definite concern with this. You know, if we look back a year from now at those charts and see, you know, there are fewer hip-hop songs that made it on there and the number one spot was largely held by traditional, conventional pop singers, then that's going to raise some questions about whether or not this was such a good idea.
Still, artists and record labels are already reacting. Last week, the Instagram account for the rap group Migos directed people to stream their new album on Apple Music, a paid platform. For Marketplace, I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen.